This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about programming. About our personal programming and how we have a tendency of seeing the world, coloring the world through the lenses of our mental programming and how it began. How did it start? How do we get this programming? And what does the programming do and how do we change it? And I find it interesting because I feel that it's absolutely amazing that we can live in a society together. It's so interesting because so many people, all of us to some degree, unless we've completely worked on it, and even then we still have things that come to the surface over time. Even then when we work on our programming, we still see things based on our programming, the way that we color things, the way that we see things based on our experiences from the past, what we know to be true. And I find it interesting because in order to communicate to some degree, we have to have some sort of commonality or some sort of understanding. And I find it also interesting that for a lot of us, many of us have trouble interpreting what the other person's saying to us, even if it's something simple. Even if it's something quite simple about picking up something at the store or a picture that you're talking about, a mental picture, by having to actually draw it out to show the other person what you're thinking. And I find that our programming gets in the way of us hearing people properly, gets in the way of us listening properly, and gets in the way of us actually seeing the truth in our life. And I find it interesting because programming is so common with everyone, but most people don't realize it exists. It's like the elephant in the room, right? I love elephants. I love elephants, but this is the elephant in the room that's causing us pain and suffering, right? It's the elephant in the room that causes pain in every relationship and every friendship and every love relationship and definitely every marriage. You know, it's interesting when two people get together in a relationship or in a marriage, it's a lot of work. It's a job all on its own. And one of the biggest job descriptions in that business of marriage or long-term relationship is trying to understand the other person, trying to get to the root of issues, understanding their plight, where they're coming from, why they do what they do, why they say what they say, and coming up to an understanding of one another. And sometimes that can be extremely difficult, and sometimes it's not. And I found that the deeper our programming is, the more unresolved our programming is, the more that we are unaware that we have this programming, the tougher it is to understand the other person. The tougher it is to understand what the other person is telling us, right? Because we don't understand, because they're saying something to us, we're interpreting it a certain way, right? Sometimes that interpretation could be positive, more often than not, negative. You know, we're seeing or feeling a negative interpretation by that. We're feeling judged, right? We could be feeling judged. We could be, you know, trying to explain ourselves or feeling as though we have to defend ourselves, right? We might actually even feel like the victim to some degree as well. And so there's various things that are going on here when we're dealing with this programming. And it all goes back to the way we were raised. And, you know, I know that some folks say, well, we can't blame everything on mother and father. It's just not right. And I'm not here to blame everything on your parents today's show. But what I am saying is that our upbringing, the people that raised us, directly impacted our life, sometimes in very positive ways, sometimes in not very positive ways. And all that stuff was learned, taken into, and put into our conscious and subconscious, right? And we act from that on a daily basis. I mean, think about when you've seen dogs together, you know, young dogs. They pick up on some of the best traits, and they pick up on some of the worst traits within just a few minutes. Okay? But think about us as humans. We pick up on everything. Even if we don't remember something, it goes into our subconscious and it stays there. You know, that's why I'm such a big believer in really watching and being aware of and assessing the things that you allow into your mind, the music you listen to, the movies you watch, the films you watch. All that stuff needs to really be looked at and analyzed before you allow that into your consciousness and thereafter your subconsciousness. I think it's interesting how people tell me that they sleep with the TV on. And I understand having to do that sometimes, but what that does is it's basically everything that's on that TV is going directly into your subconscious. There's nobody to police it. You know, there's no officials at the gates of your brain. And so you really don't know what's going in there. But I'll tell you one thing, it never goes away. That's the problem. You know how when people talk about sweeping their emotions or feelings under the rug? Well, emotions and feelings come from our thoughts, right? And so we're basically just sweeping our thoughts under the rug. But can that really be done? No. And by the way, there is no rug. Just so you know. Like, there is no spoon, right? You know, from the Matrix. There is no rug. And so if there is no rug, what do we do? If there is no rug, how do we deal with the situation? And I find it very interesting because most of us haven't dealt with our programming. We haven't dealt with that inner programming. We haven't dealt with the feelings we have from the past. And we haven't overcome some of the toxicity or painful positions in our life. And until we do that, that's still part of our narrative, you might say. And I think that you might have some friends, or you might know somebody, or you might have an acquaintance, or you might have a family member that every time they speak, they lead by their narrative, right? The pain and suffering in their life, the victim reality that they live, the horrible situation they're in, the health condition they have, and you hear it over and over again. They lead with that narrative, right? And that narrative is what? It defines them. They let that define them. And that's also part of the programming too, because some of us were raised in dynamics where the only way you got attention was to have some sort of problem. The only way that you got attention was to have something wrong. And the only way that you got attention was for somebody to feel sorry for you or feel bad for you. And so when you walk into a room, the best situation is for you to talk about how bad you feel or how horrible things are, right? Because that makes it okay. And that also gives us attention. You know, some of us were raised in family dynamics where we had to jump through every hoop. We had to prove our value constantly. We had to prove who we were. We had to prove that we were good. We went to, you know, to really large extents to be able to do that. And sometimes we came up in a positive way and sometimes we came up short. And a lot of times with that programming, when we're trying to prove ourselves to a family member for a long period of our childhood, later on down the road, we end up usually finding someone that we marry or a spouse or significant other that we also have to prove ourselves to as well. And guess what's so interesting about it? We don't realize the connection. We don't see it. Because it's not like we married our father. We married someone that looked completely different. You know, for some of us, obviously the opposite sex, because, you know, you married a woman. How is that? How are you ever going to see that as being part of that? Well, we don't look at it like that. We look at people from looks or certain perspectives, but we don't look at what they do or how we have to act around them or how we feel like we have to act around them. And it's programming because we brought to us somebody else that forces our hand to prove our value. Okay, and so a lot of us are in this proving ground of proving our value based on the concept of proving our value to our parents. So we go from parents to spouse, proving our value. And the problem is that most of us never got the acceptance from our parents. We never got the acceptance that we wanted, so we constantly kept jumping. There, and we find other people that we haven't gotten their acceptance, we tend to cling on to these people looking for acceptance in that department, which is also very interesting because we have a tendency of what? Coming up short. So we're looking for that acceptance, and that's part of the programming, but we don't realize that we can find acceptance elsewhere. You know, another thing, another concept of programming if you look at the parent dynamic, right, and you think about what that looks like, let's say that, you know, mother and father were very different. And I'm not saying that every family has to be mother-father dynamic. I'm just using that as this example in today's show. But mother and father were very different. Perhaps mom was more needy. Maybe mom was what we would consider more codependent. Okay? And, you know, she was codependent in her ways as far as, you know, she was always doting on your father and taking care of him and putting herself last in any situation, and kind of you could kind of see the issue where she feels like she's taken advantage of. Maybe, you know, later on down the road you see some resentment, you know, but throughout the process she was always giving of herself, taking care of everybody, doing what everybody else wanted and not what she wanted. Now, maybe your father was a little more self-centered, right? It seemed to be always about him. Everything was about him. He got what he wanted. He got his way. You know, every dinner was what he wanted to eat at the time that he wanted to eat at, right? And so we go through this process and you see how dad continued to get whatever he wanted and she would cater to dad no matter what, right? And you watched it, and you watched how, you know, sometimes your father could be almost childlike in the situation where, you know, he was getting what he wanted, and if he didn't, he would pitch a fit. You know, your mother would come in and get whatever, and then everybody else's needs and wants were put on the back burner until he was fully taken care of. And so when you've seen that for as long as you have as a child growing up, realizing that for years on years, I mean, when you're in an environment for years upon years, and, you know, it's you're pretty much right there front and center for every performance. You begin to see that you don't even realize how often and how much that actually ends up programming your brain to see it. Now, you're not looking at it as a child as though mom is codependent and dad has possible narcissistic tendencies. You're just looking at it as that's mom and dad. That's the way that mom and dad are. That's the way that a family dynamic is. And that's all. So it's like you look at it as the family dynamic as being normal. That's your family. Somewhat normal, but what is normal, right? But we talked about that last week. What is normal? But the family dynamic. And so we don't realize the problems. We don't see the definitions. We just see this as our family. We weren't given options on our family. It's not like they gave us five different families and said, pick one. No, we got the one and we live with it, right? And so that's what we have to think about. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking about programming. I'm going to address programming, understanding what programming is. We've been talking about that already, but getting more to just other types of programming and how it interferes with us being able to hear what other people are saying or what other people intend to say, because we can color something a certain way based on what we think that we heard or how we interpreted it based on our past, based on our emotions, based on our feelings, and based on our thoughts that we have from everything that we've gone through in our day-to-day life. It's going to be a great show, so stay tuned. You don't want to change the channel because the programming started at childhood and we can change it so that we can be happier, healthier adults. Because once we understand the fact that we have programming in our brain, we can begin to change that programming by understanding it and hearing it, working with it, and be able to let that go so we can hear things clearly and live our life in peace and happiness. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been discussing programming, what mental programming is. We have this programming that is created at an early age. I believe that the programming begins in our upbringing, directly relating to our family dynamic, who we were raised around, our mother and father, family, and how that impacts us. And the impact of that is so great, we don't realize it. We don't realize it because we've been a captive audience for so many years, living in a household, watching the interactions of parents and siblings. And we didn't have any sort of frame of reference. Like, it wasn't like we were born and then the universe is like, okay, you have your choice between these seven sets of parents. You pick the best one for you. We'll go through, 2,050 questions. We'll explain exactly what you're getting into, and then you can go home with them. It doesn't work that way. You got the one option. So most of us got the one option, right? And when you get that one option, you don't really know what you're getting. And when we're young, we don't know that people aren't exactly how they're supposed to be. It's not like we're born and it's like, well, people have flaws. And so does your family and your parents. Like, I didn't get that handbook. I don't know about you. I don't think you got the handbook either. It's like, these people, like, they're like these huge, giant adults. They're like giants, you know, I mean, like, we're looking up to them all the time. They seem to know what they're doing, you know, it seems to be like, okay, they can do no wrong, right? But I think that many of us did as good as we did. I think some of us lucked out in the family dynamic. Some of us may not have. But we didn't know what we were getting into because we didn't understand that people, family, that they can have flaws. We didn't understand that they can also have maybe personality disorders. We didn't understand that they can also have programs within their mind that makes them believe a certain thing, whether good, bad, or indifferent. You know, it's interesting, these programs and the impact that the program has, right? The impact that the programs have are so vast. And these programs that are created as we are, you know, growing up and we're, you know, babies and toddlers and, you know, getting in elementary school and middle school and high school and college, we learn a lot. Some of the stuff we learn is great. Some of the stuff we learn is not so great. And it impacts us for a very long time until we realize that it exists so we can start working to let it go. And the programming is so essential to understand because once we realize we have it, we can begin to move forward in understanding it. And, you know, and I want to go over the concepts of the programs, like the different types of programs that there are. You know, we have these different types of programs. We have, you know, we have the codependent program, you know, and a lot of us are running on that codependent program. You know, some of us are on the savior program. You know what I mean? We're talking about that. The codependent is, you know, being there for people no matter what. You get walked on, you get taken advantage of, but, you know, you're going to be there thick and thin. And you're like, why do I put myself in these relationships where I get taken advantage of? Or why do I put myself in these trying? I'm the glue that's holding it together. Well, we'll look at that. You know, some of us are in the savior program. We're constantly saving people, right? We're saving them from themselves. Does that really ever work? Well, not really. Some of us are in the victim program, right? Some of us are there. You know, some of us are in what I call the anger program. There's so many different programs, and I'm going to be talking about all some of these different programs. I can't cover them all in today's show, but I do plan on doing some more shows on programming to understand it, just so you can process it and get it. I'm sure many of you are already on that road, but it helps to really get some more analysis and understanding so that you can really process and push forward and be able to really see the truth and reality to understand so that you can make more headway quicker. Because once we look at some of these programs, some of them might not have anything to do with you, but some of them might. Some of them might shed some light on a family member or a spouse or a friend that you can understand even better. And you can understand why they respond certain ways about certain things. Because once we understand that, it makes it so much easier for us to understand ourselves, but for us to understand other people. Stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol building. The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID-19 testing. With more, here's USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about programming, understanding programming, where our programming comes from, how we began with programming, how it impacts our life on a daily basis without even us knowing that it's impacting our life. And right now, I want to talk more about programming, like actual specific programs that impact many of us throughout our life. And the first one that I want to discuss today is about, well, I talked a little bit about programming actually in the first segment about specific programming, but I want to talk first about the codependent program. I think that many of us are running that codependent program because one of our parentals, were extremely codependent. One of our parents was constantly doing everything for the other, putting themselves last, taking care of everybody, and we saw that. We didn't understand what that was. We just saw that as an archetype. We just saw that as a possibility of how we're supposed to be. We don't know. I mean, these are our parents, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get like the handbook saying every human being on this planet has a flaw. Your parents have programs too based on how they were raised. So think about it. You know how when people say, I wish my parents had given me those tools to understand that. Well, if they didn't give you the tools to understand it, they didn't understand it either. Okay, it's not like people are hiding that from you. It's the fact that they didn't get that information either. Because they didn't get that information either, they couldn't share that information with you. And so when we look at the codependent program, we realize that when we're in the codependent program, we've seen it from a family dynamic. We've seen it from somebody that we've been in an environment for a long period of time, usually a parent, because you have to see it over and over again because it sinks in, right? All into your conscious and all into your subconscious, and you start acting one way or another. Then you have that codependency, and you tend to, when you're in the codependent program, you tend to allow people to get away with things. You tend to allow to keep helping people, even if it hurts you. You keep giving and giving and giving. You know, a lot of times, too, you feel taken advantage of sometimes, but you feel like it's your duty, right? And that whole codependent program is, there's some where we can help people. There's some benefits of helping people. But at the same point, a lot of times the codependent program ends up in having resentment and having regret. The resentment of taking care of other people, the resentment of not getting the accolades, the resentment of the other people not seeing your dedication and your hard work and what you've done to help them or to give back to them or to do the right thing. And, you know, that's always an interesting program because most of the time the codependent feels taken advantage of, right? And the codependent usually feels stuck. They feel stuck like they have to. They also maybe have a tendency of feeling like the value of themselves is directly related to the value of the relationship, being that the relationship is part of them. There's no boundary. They don't see the boundaries because most of the time in a codependent family dynamic, there wasn't boundaries. In most of our family dynamic, there wasn't any boundaries. You know, think about the Savior program. Think about the Savior program. The Savior program is very, very interesting. The Savior program is something that I find very interesting because when we see the Savior, for example, many of you might have seen mom or dad or mom, you know, be the Savior to the other spouse, taking care of constantly, you know, getting them out of a bind, constantly taking care of them mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and you find yourself in a relationship where you're taking care of somebody for everything. You've become literally almost their parent. And it's interesting when you fall into that Savior complex how we can fall into that and do all that and think that that's necessary for a relationship. But a lot of times we fall into that pattern because we've seen someone else do it, right? But see, the Savior complex, the idea of saving someone else is directly related to their value. Okay, so we misinterpret. If I save someone, we see it as value for us. Like us saving them is part of our duty because we have to do that because that's the only way that we can be valuable. And I want you to have that sink in for a second, because a lot of us are running on programs that the only reason we're valuable is what we do for somebody else. And it's good to do nice things for people, but our value is not predicated based on what we do for other people. Do you see what I'm saying? We also have to take care of ourselves. And a lot of times in the Savior complex, we are doing anything but taking care of ourselves. We're actually taking care of everybody else involved and usually leaving ourselves out there to not be taken care of. You know, the Savior complex is very interesting. The Savior program is very interesting. And then you think about the concept of the victim program. You might know somebody who is on the program of being the victim. Everything is not their fault. Everybody is to blame. They are the victim. They are the person that constantly gets hurt. They're the ones that have done everything, and they just get hurt, and everybody walks over them. The victim, it's constantly, they haven't done anything wrong. They haven't apologized for anything ever, and everybody else is to blame. And this could be very troubling to deal with this program, because if we're interfacing with somebody that's the victim program, that's running on that program, when we try to bring something up to them for them to understand or accept or acknowledge, it can go on deaf ears because they don't see what we're trying to say because they believe in the fact that they are the victim. If I believe I'm the victim wholeheartedly, even if I would have done something, I will still turn it around in my head that I had to do that because of another reason of what someone else would have done. I have to turn it around to make that a reality, right? And see, a lot of us don't realize that, is that constantly, if we're running on a program, that program has served us for a long time, whether good or bad. I mean, it's always gray, right? It's served us for a long time. It's safeguarded us, or it's whatever it's done. But at the same point, when we're running that victim program, we're not taking responsibility. Probably a lot of times, too, because we haven't had to. Nobody's called us on the carpet to take the responsibility. Nobody has told us that we had to. And that's also from upbringing as well. Maybe we saw mom or dad, somebody, not take responsibility for anything. And somebody else would always apologize. Or, you know, somebody else would always come in and clean things up. And that's something that we got to look at, too, is that can become part of our programming. Also, think about these programs, you know, when you're dealing with other people. Think about these programs when you're interfacing with others. Think about how the interfacing of these programs and how hard it would be if one person's interfacing on the codependent program, what that would be like to interface with the victim program. So if you're running a codependent program and you're married to someone who's running the victim program, you as the codependent are probably running around cleaning up their mess and their issue all the time, right? When you try to bring this up to the victim program is going to argue with you because they don't see it, because they're the victim. Whatever you're doing is causing them pain, even though it probably is not. You see what I'm saying? So the way they see it is, and the way they have to see it is, I have to protect this victim reality. I have to create the narrative so that I always realize that I'm the victim. Okay? The codependent always has to create the narrative that they need to be there to make it work. They need to be there to make it work. It's got to work. This relationship's got to work. If it doesn't work, it looks bad on me, whatever that looks like. You see what I'm saying? So all these different levels, the savior has to be in there, and the savior is connected to somebody else, and the savior believes that their value depends on them saving other people. And if they don't have someone to save, they feel like they don't have value. Okay, so that's why a lot of times you find people that are like, he said, you know, that they were the white horse, they were the savior, you know, they found the damsel in distress, that kind of sort of thing, because that's what they're looking for, that's what they're used to. That's where they gain value. That's where they see value to be had. You know, and that's the key. What about someone that's running on a program of anger? What about someone who's running on a program of anger where the only emotion and feeling they have is anger? And you know what I say about that is that if you're running on a program of anger, you are not able and you have chosen not to process any emotions, because anger is our first emotion, right? That's the first thing that we ever try out. And when we were a kid, we get angry, we cry, we get angry, I'm angry about this, I'm angry about that. It's the go-to emotion, right? Because we haven't processed what emotion really is. It's the only thing that we go to instead of, well, I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling anxious, or I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I'm feeling, you know, beaten down, whatever it is, we go to anger. And so somebody that's running on that type of program, they literally process everything through anger. So everything is anger. And there is no other emotion. So they're constantly yelling, taking it out on people. They can't compartmentalize it, so they take it out on everybody. And if you're dealing with someone like that and you're running a codependent program, you're constantly dealing with their anger and trying to calm them down and soothe them, even though they're not self-soothing themselves, which is probably cause you need to get quite stressed and anxious filled, right? You're probably being very anxious, having a lot of anxiety. And it's insane. That's insane, and that's the key. It's like, but we do this, and the programming happens, but most of us don't even realize that the programming is taking place. We don't even realize that it's in our brain, and we don't even understand that we're interfacing, because we're really not interfacing with other people, really. We're actually interfacing with other people's programming. We're interfacing with their programming. Their programming is interfacing with our programming. They're spinning it the way they hear it based on whatever they're running. So if they're running the victim reality, right? Whatever we say to them, they're going to feel like they're the victim. They're going to feel like we're coming at them. We're arguing with them. We're trying to fight with them. Now, on the other hand, if someone's coming from, like, you know, from the anger perspective, you see what I'm saying? It's that they cannot transmute other emotion. Let's say, like, somebody's coming from a programming of narcissism. They were raised around narcissists. It's all about them. They're self-centered. They think about themselves first. That's what they're used to. Maybe they lack some empathy because it's all about them. And interfacing with a narcissist, right? What if you have a codependent program and you're married to a narcissist? How does that look? Usually means that you're taking care of them on a constant basis. You're their end-all, be-all. You're taking care of them. You've lost your identity to some degree because you're kind of taking care of them at their beck and call. They're literally self-centered and into their own life. You're allowing it because you're catering to it. You see what I'm saying? This is how all of this works. This is how it goes from A to B. You know, and, you know, some of this stuff is obviously genetic, right? And some of it is learned and environmental. And a lot of it is a combination, right? So we're dealing with that situation where a lot of this is learned, a lot of it's genetic, but we can overcome it. I don't believe that any of these personality disorders are not able to be overcome. And I don't believe that any of these programs cannot be overcome, because I think all of us can do what we can to make the necessary change eat our life. And that's powerful. That's a powerful place to be. And that's what I'm saying, is that if we look at it from that perspective, all we're doing is gaining knowledge and wisdom and definite power to understand our life and to propel it forward. That's all I'm saying. Nothing scary here. We're not going to learn anything that we don't want to learn. We're actually going to learn things that can help us change our lives forever, that can help us to literally transform our lives in such a positive way where we can begin to understand ourselves at the core of why we do what we do. Understand ourselves at the core of why we said what we said. Understand ourselves at the core of why we feel a certain way or why we're triggered by certain things in our life. Once we begin to understand the triggers, right when we begin to understand triggers, right, when somebody triggers us to get angry or upset, we can actually work to stop that triggering. We can actually work to stop the triggering. Because when we can stop the triggering, we stop being out of control. We stop allowing other people to control our emotions and feelings. We begin to control our own emotions and feelings. And we begin to feel very good about that because we are in control. We are able to see it for what it is. We're able to understand it. We're able to process it. And we're able to learn from it instead of somebody pushing our buttons and making us feel bad, insecure, sad, and the list goes on, right? This is very important to think about, because this is what this show is all about, is empowerment. It's all about empowerment. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my YouTube channel. It's got video content we put up every single week on relationships and overcoming programming, and the list goes on. So check that out. And if you get a chance, go on and subscribe to the channel so you'll find out about the latest videos. And check out some of those videos, because they could really help you, inspire you, and help to make positive change in your life forever. So when I return, I'll be talking a little bit more about programming, how to understand it, some golden nuggets of hopeful golden nuggets of wisdom, right? And, you know, I think once we're able to shine some light on the situation, light is power, right? Right when we have some knowledge, we shine some light, we get some power, we understand, we make things very clear to ourselves, we're able to understand things clearly and begin to use this powerfully in our life. So stay tuned, I'll be right back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been revealing programming and how programming can, well, it can interrupt our life because it keeps us in the same program. It keeps us stagnant, seeing things only from a certain perspective, that perspective that we saw and learned from when we were growing up. Many of us don't realize how impactful the family dynamic was on our conscious and subconscious mind. And many of us don't realize how important it is to understand what is in our subconscious, because that subconscious is really running the program in the background. You know, many of us have computers and we understand the program file that runs in the background of the computer. Most of us don't pay attention to it because it's running in the background. But that's what our program is. That's what our mental program is. And it filters and colors and runs everything in our life. And until we change that program, before we can change it, we have to realize it exists. And then in order to realize it exists, we have to see our choices. And some of us are making choices that are self-sabotaging. Some of us are making choices that are painful. Some of us are making choices that don't better us. Some of us tend to find ourselves in consistent, unhealthy, and toxic relationships. And we wonder why. Why do I keep finding the wrong person? Why is it that if there's a narcissist within 2 city blocks, I'm going to find it? Why is it that I seem to date everybody that seems to have symptoms of BPD? Why is this happening to me? It's because there's something within your programming that we need to recognize and understand that's creating this. You know, nobody is to blame. It's everybody's program. You know, you're just interfacing with someone else's programming. You know, if you're wondering why is it that I constantly get in relationships and people leave me, and the one thing I don't want is abandonment. Well, we're dealing with an abandonment program, right? We're so fearful of abandonment that we'll get into a relationship and we'll stay till it's really, really late. We'll stay till we should have left years ago, and eventually that person abandons us. See, it's literally whatever is in the subconscious that's housed there, and I know exactly how to find that programming. I am great at being able to help you find it, to see it. That's what I do with my clients every day. We go through the programming, we understand it, and that's when we have the aha moments. The aha moments of, oh my God, that's why I did that. Oh my God, that's why I was in that relationship. This is making complete sense now. All of a sudden, I understand why I do what I do. All of a sudden, I understand I just didn't make a stupid mistake. This is where this began. This is how this started, and this is what I'm here to learn. And that's what's so powerful about understanding the programming. That's what's so powerful. That's what's so amazing. And once we get that, that's when we can change and augment our lives in so many amazing ways. But first off, we have to realize what's going on. First off, we have to understand the program. We have to understand what it is. And, you know, once we get there, then we can understand from there, okay, this is the program I've been running on, right? So let's look at why we've made these choices in our life. Let's look at what's happened in our life, and let's take it piece by piece and understand it. Then we have those aha moments, right? Then we work to let go of the program, and I have a proven way of doing that. I work with thousands of clients to do that, and then we move forward. And it's really amazing because the amount of self-awareness and understanding that you receive is so valuable because most of us know more about someone we dated five times than we know about ourselves. Most of us have not done the due diligence in understanding who we are. We haven't done the due diligence in understanding what we stand for. We don't understand exactly what makes us tick and why we do what we do. And once we're able to do that and master that, we are actually in charge of our own life. We are in control at that point in our life, and we're able to hear and see and act from a clear state of mind. We're able to act from a clear state of mind, a place of being that's not only clear and have clarity, but we are also at peace, and we're able to hear and feel things and be able to act from a position of not thinking and not in the thinking mind, but actually being in the mindful mind to understand our life completely and holistically. I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with anybody you know might be interested in this content, family, friends, folks at work, whoever that you find might get something out of this content. If you haven't already, you can go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. You can set up an appointment right online, and I look forward to meeting you and working with you. Also, don't forget the YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess on YouTube, search it, and be a part of the channel. You can also... there's also a join option on the channel where you can be part of exclusive content that's on there. But every week I put out new content on the channel that can be empowering and thought-provoking to make your life easier, more powerful, and have more clarity. Because that's what it is. It's all about making life easier, making you happier, healthier, and more clear-headed. So stay tuned. Look forward to seeing you next week. And live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.